there, mind. I appreciate your help. And with that said, let's go to Roger in Kansas. Roger, how are you today?
Okay, Phil. Say, I'm so glad I got on. I wanted to address something that I've been studying for 15 years. I was the chairman of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and I was in prayer and asking the Lord, what is the teeth to the 10th Amendment? And this phrase jumped out of the Constitution, an aha moment, you know, and it was the final clause in Article 5 that no state shall, without its consent, shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. And you had a caller in here that said that the 17th Amendment had destroyed that, but I wanted to point out that that clause, Article 5, gives the, as you know, it's the amending clause and what you have to do to get an amendment passed. But this final clause in Article 5 is the last existing provision that no amendment can amend. It's provided that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. So this has been recognized by even enemies of the Constitution, Henry Hazlitt, all the parliamentarians, the progressives, the socialists, the communists. They keep coming up against this one immovable part. In fact, it is the only clause in the Constitution that cannot be amended. And that this clause divided the Philadelphia Convention. They tabled it because the people from the smaller states would not yield, and then the Federalists that wanted to establish an empire couldn't get rid of it. And finally, it was the last clause debated, and they were forced to put it in. The last clause engrossed in the Constitution was this final clause in Article 5, and it's not the final clause in the Constitution. So that's how important this was. When we were fighting the Conference of the States here, and this is back somewhere around 95, where they were attempting, the Council of State Governments and all these think tanks out of D.C. that have snowed the state legislatures, were attempting to put through a Conference of the States, and there were three amendments that they were principally proposing. One of them targeted the 10th Amendment, and two of them targeted this final clause in Article 5, which tells you how important this is. It is state suffrage in the Senate, and 100 years, approximately 100 years of precedent and practice in America has established that this is state legislative instruction of their U.S. senators who attend the as union representatives of the states, their union of the states representatives. And it's the 17th Amendment, if it did overthrow this, is not an amendment because it would fall. Or
hold that thought, Roger. We've got to go back to break. It's half past the second hour. Time flies when you're having fun. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional with your host, Phil Pozderek.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm, based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account, If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Constitutionally unconstitutional. We're speaking with Roger in Kansas right now. We've got a few other callers holding. And Roger has been making the point that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution in Article 5 about suffrage can't be changed. And this is good news for us freedom lovers out there that, you know, the states do have, you know, some remedy.
Yes. Oh, well, it's the Article 5 that can't be amended. The 17th Amendment was promulgated and pushed through upon an idea that it could stop bribery of state legislators in their appointment of U.S. senators and so forth. But I think it was actually put forward to create a mentality where people would actually believe that it had ended the power of the state over their U.S. senators. But the thing is, in the Constitution, that is the one provision still standing that no amendment can even touch. And this is recognized by Judge Perez of Louisiana and other enemies. And he's a friend of the Constitution, but other enemies have long hated it. Henry Hazlitt called it protecting a rotten borough system that can never be changed. And this is the greatest power that the state has within the Constitution, because, like, Black's Law doesn't have an entry, no surprise, about instruction. But if you go through and you look at interest and some other entries, you'll see that by their definition, that an agent who unlimited authority is defined as an agent who is left to his own discretion, but limited authority is defined as an agent who is bound by precise instructions. And so they when they take these positions, they pretend that they have this unlimited authority. What the states can do, they are even guaranteed an enforcement process in that the Constitution actually is an amended Articles of Confederation. It didn't replace it. It greatly amended it.
Right.
But the 10th Amendment talks about powers that already existed. Those powers not delegated are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. And it's referring to the powers in the Articles of Confederation. Now, Article 5 in the Articles of Confederation gives the states, recognizes states, the power to recall their delegates from Congress. And you put the 10th Amendment test to it. Was that delegated to the United States? Emphatically not by the Constitution. Therefore, it's reserved to the states. So the states have the power to instruct their delegates in the Senate and recall them should they obey. And even the language in Article 5 reflects this, because Article 1 reflects it, because the House talks about when vacancies happen, what you do. But the Senate, when vacancies happen by resignation or otherwise. So what happened when in the past, when senators didn't want to obey an instruction from the state or couldn't by good conscience, they would honorably resign rather than face recall and possible prosecution. And I've got all these books on it. You wouldn't believe it. But
I want to say this, Roger, and that is, you know, I've only been doing this for, 3 years. You've been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's humbling, you know, when you start doing this and you just realize the sheer volume of, you know, if you just look at Supreme Court cases, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of pages just of Supreme Court case things. And, of course, to read them, and I read one last week called Lloyd Raymond Long versus the United States, and it was a tax case, a failure to file case. And it went on and on and on and on, where the prosecutor, was saying to him, well, oh, do you think you're special? Oh, you don't need to pay taxes. Oh, this doesn't apply to you. And I wanted to get into it a little bit earlier. We get into all these definitions of resident and alien, resident alien. What is an individual? What is a person? What is a man? It's all this word art of the lawyers and the attorneys. And if you read the Internal Revenue Code, it says that, persons who are liable. And any individual who has income over a certain amount. Of course, nowhere is income defined. The court refuses to define income. And then, if you ask for a definition of income, they send you to gross income. Well, how can gross income explain what income is? So
yeah,
the fact is that the Internal Revenue Code does not make any person liable to pay taxes. But what happens is people are tricked into thinking that these things are mandatory, and once they enter into a private contract with the IRS, then they're hooked into the system.
Yes.
Well, so again, it's by consent that we do this.
Well,
they tell it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants you to believe that it's mandatory because, most people, they try not to file and they go to court and they end up in jail.
Right. Well, this whole pretense, the commercial law, the maritime law, has flooded the law of land. We're actually underwater here. That God created the land higher than the seas. And the way to restore this comes from the fundamental Republican principle of you assemble, you deliberate, and then you act. And that's the Republican form of government. Now, the actions under this Constitution are always in the form of instructions. So this is the key to understanding the very spirit of a republic. When, for example, if you look at how they voted in the past, their procedures, it was assemble, deliberation, and then a secret ballot. But it was the Republican form. And when you look at the grand juries, they assemble, deliberate, and then they instruct on indictment. And then when you look at petite juries, it's they assemble, and they deliberate, and then they instruct on guilt or not. And when you look at the Constitution itself, all it is a very large instruction on how to form and run this Republican government. And so it is throughout the entire thing. The power resides in the people, in the popular assembly. And then there that's imitated in every legislative assembly. People need to know that representatives elected by the people are used to be called representers, because when an assembly elected someone to go to a popular assembly elected someone to go to represent them in a legislative body, they would assemble, deliberate, and then they would write written instructions for this
presentation, huh?
Yes, exactly. And
then
they
have the re-presentationer go up there, huh?
Uh-huh. And before he could take his seat in the legislative assembly, he had to give his credentials. His credentials were always his written instructions. See, this is the thread of popular power that was established in this nation through the form of instructions, written instructions, arriving ultimately in the country itself, which is the popular assembly. And it was the country that is over the law. The country created the Constitution, so it's over the law. And it is the Constitution or the law that's over the land. The country and the land are not the same. So
right, and so whatever country you're in, whatever land you're standing on, that's the law that is applied to you.
Right, and
except
so the
in the United States, when you're born in a state, the government shanghais you, knocks you on the head, kidnaps you, transports you to the Federal District of Columbia, and makes you a citizen of the United States, and causes you to pledge allegiance to the United States, thereby making you a rebel in the land of your birth, in the country of your birth, where you have committed treason by pledging allegiance to the other 50 states where you weren't born.
Yeah. Well, what I would say to people, there's two powers here we need to understand, is the power of the popular assembly to instruct their legislators, their representers, and the power of the state legislators to take those instructions and instruct their U.S. senators in Congress assembled. And this is the thread of Republican power nested in the country itself, in the popular assembly. And so many people don't get it. They don't understand. John Stuart Mill, who promoted the passage of the 17th Amendment, addressed the power of instruction in one, his political writings, and he says, if the people believe they have it, then it cannot be resisted. And then David Hume in the Scottish Enlightenment at the time of the founding of the nation wrote about instruction, and he said, if instruction became believed by everyone, every monarchy in Europe would fall. They would all turn into pure republics. Boy, does that sound like a nightmare. But the evidence is overwhelming. The power does reside in the people's hands. If the popular assemblies come around, they can redefine everything.
Again, we need to stand united. We need to have a union of our mind and our thoughts and our actions.
Yeah.
We need to get together and instruct our servants in how to act. And if they don't act accordingly, then they need to be either forced to abdicate their thrones or do our bidding. And until the people realize that, in fact, you know, they have the power and the ability, and it can't be changed, then nothing's going to change. And
that's
the despotism that's going on right now is going to continue, and it's going to get worse and worse until we have either, you know, well, again, I've said it earlier in the show, I believe we're already in the midst of the Third World War, which started in the Middle East in 2003, which pits Christianity against Islam.
Sure. Well, what I say to people is, in order for the people to take command of their government, they must be willing to give commands to their government. And that's what instruction is. the people in assembly can instruct their representers to say, you are now forbidden to use terms of art in your law. You will use our language, not the high Masonic, Gnostic, satanic language of the courts. Or you will do this, you will do that, or we will instruct you out of office, which is called recall. You see what I'm saying? All of those are forms of instruction. This is the fundamental power people need to understand, and the state legislators understand. I was on Jim Guest's show last week. He was that good state legislator out of Missouri on RBN. And the hanger was their difficulty getting around the concept that the 17th Amendment had amended Article, the final clause in Article 5. And I had to keep repeating, no, Jim, you don't understand. This one amendment, this one clause in the Constitution was fought against tooth and nail, nearly terminated the Philadelphia Convention, because those who wanted total power in the federal government there risked ending that constitutional convention, trying to keep it out of the Constitution. But they decided they'd better let it in and do some lie like the 17th Amendment later on down the road when they could undermine everything because they were fearful of holding yet another one, and by a third one, Philadelphia's the second one after Annapolis. And if they'd held the third one, they knew these issues were already being debated around in the public, and there was a rising opposition in the form of the anti-federalist letters everywhere. And they dare not risk it, because even Jefferson may have even come home from France to attend that one, and I happen to think that he was orchestrated and put into France in order to keep his presence out of the Constitutional Convention, because I know Jefferson had after Washington was regarded as the greatest spokesman for American freedom in this country. And he would never have yielded. He wrote about what do you do with bad legislation, and he looked at three different options. One was amend the Constitution. One was to go to the courts, and he examined both those and said, no, this has this problem, this has this problem. He says people should address obnoxious legislation through the ordinary exercise of the right of suffrage and instruct their representatives to repeal the obnoxious act.
And there you have it.
That's the answer.
Finally, there's an answer that we're looking to. Everyone's saying, oh, it's the ballot box. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. No, it's the people getting together, being of like mind, and instructing their representer on what he's supposed to do.
Amen.
And if he don't want to do it, then he needs to resign, or they need to recall him and replace him.
It's
incredible.
That simple. And
Roger, thank you so much for your call.
You
know, this is some of the best information that I've heard. You know, you've done a terrific job of representing, you know, of educating people, of trying to explain to them how all these things are supposed to work, and how people have failed to do their duty to rein in their government officials. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And the officials have been so absolutely excellent at dividing the people's opinion and brainwashing the people and getting their propaganda out there to control, so that the people cannot get united. They cannot have a union. They cannot have the same thoughts. Everything is subjective and just, you know... You know, that this is where we're at. You know, we have this fractured belief out here, and this propaganda machine that continually spews this nonsense, and people don't know how to handle it. They're confused.
Yeah,
if
people just grasp this simple concept, who does everybody in the government represent somebody? The entire question is who. Do they represent? Is it you, or is it someone else? And this, David Hume is quite right. If the people came to believe they had this power, every government in the world would turn into a pure republic. And that's how important this is. So,
and there you have it. There are some real issues and there are some real solutions out there. If people understand, the force is unstoppable. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Phil Pozderek. It's positively unconstitutional. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.panamalaw.org, and you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today's show is for May the 22nd, 2010. We've been visiting for the last 20 or 30 minutes with our caller Roger in Kansas, and Roger has apparently studied the Constitution for 15 years, and he's been instructing us on our remedies under the law, and these remedies are inviolable. They can't be changed, and as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, the three-step process is assemble, discuss, and instruct. Is that right?
Basically, we will all gather together in an assembly. The question is, will it be in FEMA camps or will it be in popular assemblies with power? And
that's a great quote, Roger. That's really a great quote. We will assemble.
It
just will be of our own accord, or will we have somebody standing over us with a gun?
Absolutely. And I'd say everyone must pray that the Lord raise the land, which is the law of the land, over the sea. Pray for a resurrection of this republic. More than a restoration, pray the great sovereign, the true only sovereign, Christ Jesus, to perform a resurrection so that his people may be free. And I don't know where to go. I mean, I could talk for years about this and have
about this. The people have chosen someone to rule over them other than the Christ. And so the Christ has dismissed us, and we are suffering because we swear our allegiance to false gods.
Yes, it's true. Largely, they don't even know it, which is, you know, how do you determine guilt and innocence? Only he could. You know, we must examine, for example, certain legal ideas we got from England, even during the founding era. And for example, Jefferson talked about, we did not so much bring the common law of England to America as we did the rights of man. And so with prayerful vigilance, we can learn the proper principles. And I suggest, you know, like you were talking about, there's billions and billions of laws and regs and rulings and all the rest. That one say a prayer, the Lord reveal to you what you need to see as far as bringing this land above the sea. That this is what he's given to me. And I know there are other people out here who have gone through this prayer, and he's given them other aspects that I so greatly admire. But, you know, I find this so very fundamental that if the people came to believe that they actually have the power to tell those who act in their name how to act.
And there you have it.
Together in a
Sorry, Roger, I have to cut you out. We're out of time. Another 2 hours is gone. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Phil Posderick. We'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. Thanks again to all our listeners and callers. Thanks especially to Roger in Kansas. We'll be back in 1 week. It's Positively Unconstitutional. With